reconvening to open session with no action taken in executive session at 7:35. Is there any public comment?
No, sir.
All right. We'll move on to our open activities. At this time, let's see, we got Lakeview. Yeah, Lakeview. You want to get your kids up?
Lakeview, we're going to start by leading the pledges.
As she gets them up, if y'all would like to join us in a word of prayer, I'm going to ask Mr. Terry Rena to lead us. And then she will have a word to say about her youngins, and then we'll do the pledge.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another blessed day. Thank you for the gifts you give us on a daily basis. Forgive us for where we fail or go against you. Remind us daily of your wants and wishes, and let us be a light that shines for you. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
We'll formally meet them in a minute because our superintendent star students tonight, but we'll go ahead and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right into spotlights, and we'll take care of this right here. Thank you, young ones, for doing the pledge for us.
We'll start.
Talk to something.
Yeah. Go ahead. We want about these stars.
Awesome kiddos here tonight. We'll start down here with our first one. This is Kiera Maggard. It says that she is a fantastic kiddo. She is kind, caring, thoughtful, is already a shining as a natural leader. She's taken on responsibilities such as escorting pre-K students from car riders to their classrooms. She's setting a wonderful example for others and demonstrating excellent leadership skills. Awesome job, Kiera. And all of our students and our fourth graders, since we were leading pledges, we wanted to pick some leaders on our campus, so all fourth graders tonight. And then next we have Josue Lopez. His teacher said that he is an outstanding example of academic dedication and perseverance. He approaches every assignment and assessment with his very best effort, demonstrating a remarkable commitment to excellence. His determination and strong work ethic serve as a model for his peers, and he definitely sets the standard that every student should aspire to be at. So, awesome job. And then our last student this evening is a new Panther to fourth grade this year. Her name is Madeline Martin, and she is our star student tonight. She is an official Panther now. She's already made such a positive impact on our campus. She's kind, honest, and curious. Qualities that shine in a way that she treats others and approaches her learning. She's also jumped right into the Panther life by joining our brand new drama club, showing her excitement to get involved and try new things. We are so proud to have her join our Lakeview family.
One more hand for Lakeview and their star. Central Elementary's got three of her finest here tonight.
I certainly do.
Come on, Central.
And tonight we have our second, third, and fourth grade students. So I'll start right here with our fourth grader, Gannon Morris from Ms. Schaefer's class. Ms. Schaefer says, I've selected Gannon for the superintendent star student because he consistently exemplifies the quality from our classroom social contract. He collaborates respectfully with his peers, approaches schoolwork with determination, and demonstrates a growth mindset by never giving up. Gannon's kindness towards everyone makes him a role model in our classroom, and he is truly deserving of this award. Gannon Morris. All right, and our second grade gal is Miss Scarlett Cowan from Miss Williams' class. Ms. Williams says, Scarlett is the epitome of what it means to be a Panther. She always works hard no matter how challenging an assignment may be. She is respectful not only to her teachers, but to her classmates as well. She follows our social contract daily and is the kind of friend we can always count on. Her bubbly personality makes our classroom a fun and joyful place to learn. Scarlett loves big and hugs even bigger. We are so thankful for her effort each and every day. Love, Ms. Williams and Ms. Mars. Scarlett County. And last but certainly not least is our third grader, Ms. Kelly Hood. Ms. Thornberry says, Kelly is an exemplary third grade student who consistently demonstrates leadership, kindness, and integrity. She comes to school each day with a positive attitude and serves as a role model for her peers. Kelly's ability to foster friendship and encourage others reflects her strong character and commitment to being a light to those who need it. She is a true blessing. Ms. Kelly Hood.
One more time, Central. Southside Elementary's got three fine ones tonight, a kindergartner, second grader, and fourth grader. Come on.
The moment she walks through the door, always smiling and ready to help both her friends and her teachers. She has a huge, caring heart and demonstrates eagerness to learn something new every day. She's already excelling in phonics and reading at a DRA level 3 and always produces creative and thoughtful artwork. She strives to do her best in all she does, and we couldn't be prouder of her accomplishments. Myra Dominguez is a second grader in Ms. Foster's class. She is such a bright and cheerful student who is a wonderful friend to her classmates. She consistently models expectations without reminders and serves as a positive example to others in the classroom. She works hard to achieve her goals, shows determination and perseverance each day. They are so grateful to have her in their second grade classrooms and look forward to seeing the amazing growth she will continue to make this year. Ms. Sheree Yadong, our fourth grader in Ms. Donathan and Ms. Adams' class. She's an outstanding student who truly cares about her education and takes pride in asking thoughtful questions. She is consistently polite, respectful, and goes out of her way to help others whenever she can. Her dedication, kindness, and leadership make her a shining star as both a student and a friend. We are confident she will continue to excel academically and personally while being a positive influence on everyone around her.
Finish this out with stars. 2 5th and 2 6th graders. Yeah, parents, come on up. Come on up. Video, pictures, all that. You're proud of them.
All right. We're going to start with Noah Morrow. Noah is the kind of student who makes our school brighter. She is always kind and thoughtful, the first to step in when someone needs help, even if it's not expected of her. Her hard work and willingness to serve others make her an example of compassion and leadership. Noah Mora. Lincoln Campbell. Lincoln brings joy to everyone around him. He goes out of his way to tell others to have a great day, whether he knows them or not. His kindness is contagious, and he pairs it with a strong work ethic and willingness to help wherever he is needed. Lincoln is truly a joy to teach. Mm-hmm. 29. Sunny is truly a delight to have in class. She is always on task, shows a genuine love for learning. Sunny goes above and beyond in her assignments, and her positive attitude shines in everything she does. She works well with everyone and is a wonderful role model for her classmates. Diego Madrid. Diego comes to class every day prepared and ready to learn. He is responsible, organized, and approaches every task with positivity and determination. His strong work ethic and consistent preparation sets a great example for his peers, showing that hard work leads to success.
We're going to keep taking them until Sunny smiles, okay? One more time.
Thank y'all for bringing your kids in.
Thank y'all.
Thank
Look on your agenda, Officer Clemo was supposed to be here tonight, but Dr. Marshall says she was sick, so I guess we'll catch up to her next time. All right. We'll move to six consent agenda items, through A through F, August 25, 2025, regular board meeting minutes. B is monthly financial report, C, check register report, D, cash position report, E, quarterly investment report, and F, tax collection report.
Try to.
Thank you, Mr. President. You see here, you've got the report for date ending August 31st. Really, since we're towards the end of the fiscal year, there's still a lot of work that goes on past this report, so it's a little early to give you the full picture of it. When you look at our general fund, expenses are pretty well where they're going to be, but we still have some revenue to wrap up. We are looking to get about a $1.7 million settle up from the state, which is part of the state's funding based on our allotment based on attendance. So that will bring us very closely up to a balanced budget. I know at the previous meeting we talked to y'all about due to the fact that we had spent invested in quite a few capital projects over the last year and ordered buses that came in early that were anticipated to come out of the next fiscal year. We ended up expensing almost $1.5 million in the 24-25 year in capital assets. With that, it's looking like we're probably going to be cash flowing the vast majority of that and really close to end of the year neutral position, holding our fund balance as where we started at about 5 months. Everything else is, again, good news on our financials and where we sit this time of year. As far as cash position, we're typically right about this point, other than we've got a lot of bond funds still in hand. Even though we spent about $9 million in bond funds, we've brought in over $5 million in interest for the 24-25 year, so still really in good shape there. In total for the year, we're sitting at about $6.7 million in interest earned, with almost $1.1 million of that going into general funds. So really good rate of return on our investments this year. Tax collections are right in between where we have been the last couple of years on currents and delinquents, so good position there as well. So all in all, financials are looking good.
All right. G, monthly donation report. You got any donations?
Yes, we do have one donation. It came in kind of last minute, so this is going to be from Richard Aldridge. In the amount of around $4,200, he's going to be donating the funds for the district to purchase a trailer for our fishing team. And so he'll be donating those funds where we can go purchase that trailer for that team. Again, that's under our $5,000 threshold, so it doesn't require board approval, but we wanted to make note of that as part of the report and give big thanks to Mr. Aldridge for that.
He told me he's tired of going to turn to send everybody else off the trailer, and we didn't. So he went out and he found it and everything, but he's given us the money so we can buy it. It'll be titled under us.
Is it like an enclosed trailer?
Small cargo.
Small
cargo. So we appreciate he does a lot for us.
All right. Let's see. H, budget amendments?
None.
Property tax resales?
None.
Out of state trips? None. All right. Chair's pleasure.
Mr. President. I move we approve consent agenda items as presented.
All right. Motion from Mr. Teague.
Second.
Second from Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. Moving to discussion action items. A, consider approval of the construction material testing proposal by Vaughn Intertech for the junior high renovation and addition project.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. If you recall, gentlemen, we did this a few months ago with the elementary and high school projects. This is where they're going to come in. They actually set up a mobile lab on site to make sure that they test piers, the concrete, every step of the way to make sure that everything is done within spec. And this is a professional contract, so it is not based on price. It's kind of fluid. They're pricing it based on the number of trips they do out. So we've talked a lot with Jackson, and they try to aggregate that the best they can to get the most bang for a buck out of the trips they make out here to minimize our cost on that. But Ron has done a really good job. We've had good feedback from the architects, our contractor, as well as Mr. Temple, our project manager, and we recommend going with Ron Intertech on the junior high project as well.
Thank you, Mr. Hunter.
And so what's this, the $75,000 in here? Is that the cost for one trip or?
Oh, no. That's the total. And that's an estimate at that. They typically do that on the conservative side with the maximum number of trips that they think they're going to take. But let's say
so for this instance, will be our most in.
Typically, yes, sir.
We think it's very conservative.
So. All right. Motion from Mr. Tiarina.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Pass unanimously. All right. B, consider approval of the baseball field renovation project additions in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Board, you approved the baseball facility renovation a few months back, and after we got into that, we've identified some other things that we think that we can improve upon further that's very cost effective, one of which is the bathrooms. Our existing bathrooms, taking in some of that storage that's over there and doing a lot of this in-house to keep costs down, but we've got some facilities there that we can make use of, better use of, as well as there's a lot of grass around that and mud at some times. We want to get concreted to help with that drainage over there, have better access to bathrooms, bleachers, batting cages. Also expand those batting cages, get that fully concreted out so that we can make use of that and have more area for practice as well. And then grass is growing in, and we're very optimistic on that, but we also want to plan for contingencies here and put some budget in there for if we need to do any hydro mulching or turf, especially in the infield. We want to make sure we have budget for that before we can timely do it if needed as well. So don't anticipate using all this, but we want to have it there so we can move quickly and make sure we get this project done timely.
What does timely look like?
Hopefully, well, before season starts. We think all the construction is going to be done probably towards the end of November, but we've got still some work to do on the fields. as far as getting the playing surface ready. But I think you're going to see a fairly completed project construction-wise in the facilities end of November.
We're doing the bathroom in the house. That was some donation.
So what are those going to look like?
They're going to look...
Mainly I'm asking, like, it's not going to be just one-seater and a one-seater again, right? Like,
no,
we're going to put some bathrooms in there?
We're taking the back part out. It's going to be longer and thinner. And I think there's going to be two stalls.
The old building? Because I went by there today, that's gutted out. Like, it's completely empty.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be the storage area, or is that going to be the bathroom?
No, that's going to be the bathroom.
Okay.
We got the architect involved. He drew it. It's all, they're all ADA.
And you're getting rid of, I guess, the little storage room they had there and more bathroom space?
Yes. Well, we're going to have a small storage room. Actually, you know where you enter now on the west end, that little area, that's going to be closed. It's going to have a door at each end, a small storage area.
Right.
But then the rest of it's going to be bathroom. They're going to be very, very good size. We've redone it the right way. I think they were just kind of thrown up at the time. And all new, the new walls, we're doing the stuff that you can actually hose down if you need to, and all new fixtures.
And air conditioning.
Air
conditioning. Because they are not currently air conditioned.
No,
they have ADA accessible.
Are we going to split?
Mini splits.
Mini splits on, yeah. And they'll be, we won't be embarrassed to anyone.
That's what I'm like.
Go in. And they're not just going to set the, we got dividers, and they're going to be well done.
And making sure. I mean, we made $7 million off interest last year. Like, if you need $150, that's fine. I'm just trying to make sure it's done right. We don't walk in there and it's like, we spent $100,000 to have one woman and one man for it.
And they're going to be spray foam. Mr. Van Horn donated that, and as far as the labor also for the roof, right? The only thing that costs us there is the material on the roof. He's taking care of everything else.
They use spray foam in the concession stand.
That's true. We're clearing the concession stand during that day, too. He said, if you get everything out of my way, I'll spray foam it for you for free, too. So he's finishing up a big project over, I think, next week on Friday at the pavilion. He's going to move right over and pop us half day. And we appreciate that. That's going to make it a lot better.
Mr. President.
Mr. T.
I move that we approve an additional funding for the baseball field renovation and improvements in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
All right, motion, Mr. T.
Second.
Second, Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. C, consider approval of region, was it 12?
Seven.
What, X is 12? Or,
yeah. B is 5.
Man, I ain't seen that in a long time. Purchasing cooperative interlocal agreement for 25-26.
Olympic stuff on you.
Yeah.
All right, just trying.
Thank you, Dr. Marshall. Region 7 purchasing cooperative is probably one of our most used cooperatives that we take advantage of. This is just our annual renewal interlocal agreement with them. No change in any of our terms within that contract.
Mr. Connor.
Move to approve the interlocal agreement for Region 7 purchasing cooperative business.
Motion, Mr. Connor.
Second.
Second, Mr. Tiarena. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. D, consider approval of 25-26 MISD campus improvement plans. Dr. Marshall.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Mr. President, members of the board, it's my pleasure to present to you the campus improvement plans for 25-26. And I want to note that Dr. Marshall did tell me that I've talked as long as I wanted to.
No. Because this is required.
The campus, let's see.
And Barbie said, please do.
Every campus to develop an improvement plan aligned to the district improvement plan. plans address student achievement, teacher support, parent engagement, and federal and state program requirements. And tonight's overview will highlight each campus's key priorities. Delay there. We shared district goals last month at the board meeting, and as you recall, we had a goal for academic achievement and growth for all students, a goal for teacher support and retention, and a goal to provide a safe and healthy learning environment for all of our students. Each campus plan directly ties into district goals. We have our superheroes of the night who created these plans with help from their campus improvement teams. Mr. Roland already told me that he would do the action words. He would provide the soundtrack and the sound effects for tonight. His first goal is an academic achievement goal, and he would like to increase his Algebra 1 scores from 44 to 50% of the meets level for all of his English learners, and another increase for Hispanic students by 7%, and increase for more races to the meets level by 8%. All those will impact his campus achievement rating. For teacher retention and effectiveness, he's already done a fantastic job at lowering turnover rate in the high school, but he'd like to take it from 16% down to 10% this next year by providing high quality instructional materials, resources, curriculum, technology, and supporting teachers in an incredible way. And then safe and supportive learning environment. He plans to continue installing interior door mechanisms so that doors remain locked when students exit them. They don't unlock automatically. And then partner with the Henderson County Help Center for anti-bullying training. So there's our superhero, Mr. Roland. Mr. Rowley, superhero Rowley, yes, the path. Okay. His first achievement goal is that students will achieve growth plus 5% from where they are to the meets level for a 69% target in all areas. And then that is his growth goal. He also has an academic achievement goal in math for seventh grade math to score the meets or exceeds level of state averages, which were 52%. It approaches 31% of meets and 10% of masters, and then to continue providing a safe and supportive learning environment by encouraging respect and inclusivity, promoting positive teacher-student relationships through CKH implementation data surveys, and decreased discipline referrals. Amanda Bolton, Maybank Intermediate School, also has three goals that are aligned with the district improvement plan. First goal of academic achievement. She plans to increase the percent of students meeting or exceeding growth in reading, math, and science by 10 percentage points by this coming spring, and increase the percentage of EB, SPED, and economically disadvantaged students meeting growth targets by 15 percentage points. She's doing a lot of work to track that data with the help of her team. She wants to raise teacher retention and effectiveness. Her 0 to 5 year teachers, she'd like to raise from 70 to 85% retention rate through improved mentoring, onboarding, and support systems, and raise her overall teacher retention rate to greater than or equal to 85%. And then she plans on providing safe, supportive, and effective learning environment by reducing bullying, discipline referrals, and safety incidents by 15%. Through capturing kids' hearts, proactive safety, and strengthening behavior supports. Central Elementary, Ms. Nancy Clark. Her academic goal is to strive for 85. That's kind of a target that we know we need to hit for growth in order to make an A, and she wants to continue that at her campus. And work on growth for reading and math in all grades, making sure that they exceed the 85% mark for each and every kiddo. She wants to strengthen her PLC process by establishing consistent structures, monthly grade level PLCs using campus agendas, and use data-driven instruction decisions to analyze formative and progress monitoring data every 3 weeks. To improve school behavior and school climate, she plans on reducing office discipline referrals by 15%, monitoring and responding to behavior trends, and establishing campus behavior crisis response team. Southside Elementary, Jamie Tucker. Her achievement goal is to work on reading language arts by raising their meets level 11 percentage points, work on raising their math meets goal 8 percentage points, and their overall goal by 21 points, reaching 58% for her overall goal in achievement. Her teacher retention plan is to target professional development and peer observation cycles for new teachers, and to assist and support the district mentorship program by pairing new teachers with experienced mentors for guidance, support, and reflective teaching. Our safety and supportive learning environment goal is to implement a consistent school-wide framework that promotes positive campus culture, safety, and student connectedness, and to integrate SEL and mental health supports into daily practice. She's working toward receiving recognition as Capturing Kids Hearts National Showcase School, reflecting excellence in supportive culture and measurable gains in engagement, behavior, and academics. And last but not least, Ms. Melanie McAllister's academic achievement goal is, she has a fourth grade math focus. She wants to increase STAR math approaches and meets by at least 3%, and she wants to make sure she's raising her academic growth score above 79. Her teacher retention and effectiveness, she wants to assign campus and district mentors to each new staff member to maintain greater than 90% retention, and conduct bi-monthly training and informational meetings for new teachers to sustain retention at greater than 90%. Her safety and support, her safe and supportive effective learning environment goal is to maintain her National Showcase School for Capturing Kids Hearts initiatives and provide annual training for all staff in emergency operations, suicide prevention, and SEL supports. And as you can see, all the campuses focused on literacy, math intervention, closing achievement gaps, growth, supporting teachers, and safe and healthy students. And with that, all of our campus improvement documents are on file and compliant with TEA requirements and federal requirements. And they've all worked really hard to make sure that their goals and their plans are aligned with the district improvement plan. And that they are truly goals that we want to work on and that are driving us toward where we want to be, which is an A-rated district. So I just ask that you approve their campus improvement plans, and certainly if you have any other questions, I'm happy to respond, and they are happy to respond.
Thank you.
President,
Mr. Tate.
I move we accept the, or we approve the 2025-26 MISD campus improvement plans as submitted.
Motion for Mr. Tate.
Second.
Second for Mr. Connor. Any further questions or comments? All those in favor, please raise your right hand. Passes unanimously. All right, we'll move into closing activities. Ms. A, we're going to start talking about the construction projects until they're done, right?
Yes, y'all had asked earlier, you know, what would be the process, and we told you as soon as it really started flying, the dirt wheel would give you up dates. And so it started flying. I think today they started skinning the grass off over at the junior high. So, you know, we've been working hard at the 3-4 and at high school. So from now on, you'll start seeing these in progress reports, and occasionally the builder will be here and the architect will be here, and as it, you know, we don't want to just have an update just to update, but when we've got some good information, as it starts moving stronger, we will keep you in that loop. And don't we also, are we up live yet on
the website?
Yes,
so everything you're seeing there, those monthly updates are going on our it's mimicisd2024bond.com. It's now a construction update site, so you can click on there and see all these construction reports, or there may be some images or videos at times. And so the public can be aware of the same thing you're getting as well.
Yeah, I like the two little graphs. It's pretty, it's a good thing to go by.
So that's what we'll have, and you can have questions as we put it out there. Ask about where we're getting along on those things. Principal will be, have their eyes on them too.
Steve kind of.
Yes.
It's this guy.
Steve's kind of man.
That's what he's. Absolutely. He's already. Correct. I'm saved on a whole lot of stuff. And where he's going to be, just where his weight and goals, if we keep him on diet, it's too bad. We is at that junior high, he knows where every pipe is, every line is, and he's been really instrumental. Helping get all those projects together and working with the principals and architect and the building. Absolutely.
On the junior high, when are they going to start tearing out the courtyard area?
What's the plan on that?
It's going to be actually the summertime. We were originally slated to do that around May, with some of the traffic flow is going to have to be shut down at the school. It looked like this would be the best scenario to do that in the summertime. So it didn't cause any further disruption for some of our portable classrooms coming across or pick up the drop-offs.
Where are they going to set the portals? Did we show a
picture of that? Visitor ticket office just to the right. Visitor ticket office. If you stand at the junior high cafeteria and look at the field, visitor ticket office just to the right.
Do you want to put the portable locker rooms in place? The locker rooms work?
Yes. Because we already had all, it saved us money on all the.
What's the building they put out by the West Point?
That's superintendent's, the building superintendent's. And we're also, that's also going to be a staging area. If you coming in from the highway, we've taken, what, 3 or 4 panels down, and that's going to be a staging area. They're going to lay down rock, and Randy said they're not getting their rock back. 4 inches
of rock?
Wow. Randy said they're not getting their rock back, so it will be a nice area there. And they're doing the same thing over just to the left of the drive going behind the ag barn. I believe they're going to set that up, right? And that where they're going to have out there. So
that'll be primarily for their contractor parking. All their subs can park out of the way and keep out of the traffic flow.
One of the big things when we interviewed the final two groups, that Jackson really stood out as being able to do a remodel during the while school's going on, and they had done some major ones in the DFW area that were pretty seamless, and the references were, you know what, you hardly ever know they're there. So we should be finishing up the classrooms as we start looking, and then going into the stuff for the new build, part of the building.
How's the new drop-off at the intermediate school?
Going very well. We love it.
Is that all flowing good?
The parents spoke up over there.
And we got any more?
The other road that's going to go out, any update on that, Chief?
To my connection. No text dot.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were supposed to meet or something just here recently.
No, it hadn't happened yet.
Hadn't happened.
They'll get on.
Yeah, I know it's like the old Greg.
One other thing we did, they did a walkthrough. I was out, but they did a walkthrough at the intermediate. We're starting to look at what that's going to look like. Bathrooms, an additional bathroom from the back, tearing out that stage that we really don't use there. Because now she's got the new gym, she can get everybody in there, so that's more of her theater when she needs it. So we've got some plans there that'll we're staying ahead. We're moving on with it. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. If anybody else has anything, I don't know.
All right. Any questions or announcements? Y'all got anything over there that you just can't wait to do? Charity says she's already taught more she wanted to do.
But I did get a text here that she does not have the records. So that just came to me part from there.
All right, if y'all don't have any, Do what?
No, she's trying to.
Okay. All right. Well, if there's no more questions or announcements, we'll adjourn this meeting at 8:14. Thank y'all.